Test of the recording system, 9/11.
You had put in, you'd put a petition into the AZ Point system, and I understand from my courtroom clerk Nancy that she's spoken with you and that this time you think you don't want to proceed with it?
Yeah, I think that, after making her aware that I had taken legal action, that, everything should be stopped now. And I was told from the clerk that if, in fact, like, it doesn't stop, which I think it should, that I can refile at that time, and that I would just go on record saying today that I would withdraw my petition at this point in time.
All right, so we'll show it that way in the computer.
Okay.
All right, you, good luck and have a nice weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You don't have to do, government stuff, so. All right. So when you get these ready for judge, I'll take care of these.
You should probably go off the record while you're chatting.
For this one? That's fine, no. Right, which is great.
Hello, this is Blake Lawrence.
Mr. Lawrence, this is George Dunscombe, Lower Valley Magistrate. You have filed a couple of petitions in AZ Point for apparently orders of protection. We're going to start this process by swearing you in. You solemnly swear affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
We're going to start with the Manti petition. I'm aware that Ms. Manti got an order of protection against you, that she took it to a contested hearing, and the order was left in place by Judge Barry. Is that correct?
Correct.
And I'm reading your petition. What it sounds like to me is that you think that her filing the petition and testifying in court is harassing you.
No. That's not,
Well, that's what the petition says.
Okay, we discussed in the trial hearing on the 3rd, we discussed in front of the judge, the magistrate at that time, a picture that I had in possession that had to do with Ms. Manti, and in court, she was trying to get me arrested and violate the current restraining order and have me arrested right there in court. Now, the magistrate told her that we weren't going to do that, and me being in possession of said picture was not me violating the restraining order, because this picture is not in my possession. It was shown to me by a third party.
Oh, okay, but now wait a minute.
Anyway, let me back up here. So yesterday, I called the police and filed a report saying that I violated the restraining order, and she wants me arrested. I was contacted by the Oro Valley Police Department yesterday. Okay, this is a narrative of lies.
Well, okay, now stop.
Yes, sir.
All that you have put in the petition talks about what occurred in court, and what occurred in court cannot be the basis for any petition, because she has a legal right to file her petition. She has a legal right to be heard on it. You're the one that challenged it, so which resulted in the hearing. And, you know, she came in and she testified in court. But that's not harassment. That's just part of the court proceeding. And beyond that, I have no idea what you're talking about with the picture, but I will tell you that if she simply believed that she had a basis for filing a legal complaint, unless that it occurs multiple times, it can't be harassment. A single act is not harassment. It has to be a series of acts over any period of time to constitute a harassment.
Okay. The judge told her we weren't going to go forward on the picture, and she called the police on me yesterday, sir.
Okay. So that we're still at a single incident. And
I have filed a notice of appeal with this case at this man's time. and I am taking this to a higher court. I actually have proof that Ms. Manti committed perjury in three different places during this hearing, and I can prove
that. Mr. Lawrence, wait.
Do I not have the right to protect myself and have my own restraining order for my own protection and protecting my own civil rights, sir?
Okay, well, no, wait a minute. That isn't the operative question. The operative question is whether there are legal grounds to grant such an order. And what I'm trying to tell you is what's in your petition doesn't make it.
She is attacking me on civil levels and trying to have me arrested. If that does not cause for threatening behavior,
it's not.
That doesn't stand grounds for an order of protection?
Threatening and intimidating is an act committed by one person against another in actual close physical contact. It might be an abuse of process, but it's not a threat.
It's from your point of view
that it becomes a threat, not hers.
I feel threatened, and my civil rights have been
I understand that, but
the right to be protected under the law.
Understand how you might feel about it, but how you feel is irrelevant. I have to have independent facts of actual actions by her, more than one, in this particular case, as you've described it, before I can grant an order of protection.
What can I do, sir? What can
well,
I do?
I can't give you legal advice. What you maybe should do is consult legal counsel.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to deny your request for a petition on that one. We still have another one to discuss. Who is Wendy Leah Shepherd?
Wendy Leah Shepherd is my ex-wife.
Okay, again, I am not finding... No, just let me talk. I'm not finding anything in this petition that is actionable as an order of protection. Now, if you want to, you can go to the Arizona Revised Statutes, go to ARS 13-3602 and 3601. There's a specific list of criminal statutes in there that this person has to have violated before I can grant you an order of protection. And if those statutes are actually set up to protect people who are living together in a domestic situation and to permit domestic abuse. And therefore, it's things like disorderly conduct and assault and threatening and intimidating and wrongful imprisonment. And it's those kinds of things that are contained in the protective order statute. And from what I can tell, this is again... You believe that she's trying to get others to make your life difficult. Well, that doesn't violate any of those statutes. Are you still there?
I'm listening.
I'm telling you, unless there's more there, that where she's assaulted you or she verbally attacked you or something like that, we're not going to be able to do this.
Thank you.
All right, well, I'm going to show them both as denied based on what's here, inadequate evidence. Anything else? Well, he's such a reasonable person.
Did he hang up?
He hung up.
Okay.